We're doing the book of Amos. We're up to what's called the second chapter, the fourth pasuk, and we'll dedicate our learning to Sarah Chaya Bat Yosef. The Navi had been discussing the sins of the different nations, and the Navi had been following a pattern that Hashem says, if it were only three, I'd forgo them. I wouldn't forgo it. And certainly, now that it's four, I won't forgo it, and I will destroy that city. And each time the Navi described how Hashem is going to send the fire in the palaces, in the walls, in the fortifications, and there will be a great war, and trumpets blowing as the city is destroyed. And Hashem will remove the leaders from within. Each nation, the Navi basically went along this pattern, and the Navi began by describing the destruction of Damascus. And then the Navi went on to describe the destruction of Gaza, the Philistine states, and then Ashdod, and then Tzor. And then the Navi went on to describe the destruction of Edom, then Ammon, and Moab. And now Hashem zones in, so to speak, after he's discussed the destruction of all the neighboring cities, and Hashem discusses how they will partake in the destruction of Israel, and that's why Hashem will destroy them. Now Hashem comes back to what seems to be the earlier occurrence in history, and that is the actual destruction of Israel. Meaning all the destructions that were described hitherto were destructions of people who partook in the destruction of Yehuda. And now the Navi comes back to the destruction of Yehuda and says in Pasuk Dalet, Ko amar Adonai al shelosha pishei Yehuda ve'al arba'a lo ashivenu. So says Hashem, over three of the sins of Judah I wouldn't forgo. Certainly over four I will not return my hand, I will not take back the punishment, but rather I will punish them. And the sins are Alma Osam et Torat Adonai Vechukav lo shamaru Vayatum kizveim Asher halechu avotam achareim. Hashem says they have been disgusted with the Torah of Hashem, the way of life that Hashem gave the Jewish people. The Jewish people left that, they were disgusted with it. And v'chukav lo shamaru, they were not willing to keep the statutes of Hashem. Vayat'um kizveihim, and their lies misled them. They chose to be misled by lies. What are the lies? The lies are the false prophets. They kept hiring soothsayers to tell them what they wanted to hear. And they continued in the footsteps of their fathers, the earlier generations, who also would pay off false prophets to give them false prophecy. So the Navi is saying, your forefathers, they went after these false prophets and it got them no good. And you didn't learn your lessons. You continued going after your forefathers. You continued going after the false prophets. And that's why ultimately Hashem says, Yehuda will have to be destroyed. Vishilachti yesh bihuda. And so Hashem says, I will send a fire, I will send Nebuchadnezzar against Yehuda. Ve'achela alminot Yerushalayim. And he will destroy the palaces of Jerusalem. Ko amar Adonai al shelosha pishei Yisrael ve'al arba'a lo ashivenu. And then Hashem turns to Israel, to the northern tribes, and Hashem says, over the three sins I wouldn't have forgone, and now that you've hit the fourth, I will certainly not forgo. Israel will be destroyed. Notice the chronological order is out of order. Meaning the order of the psukim is out of chronological order, because Israel was destroyed before Yehuda. The northern tribes were destroyed, and only afterwards the southern tribes of Yehuda were destroyed. The Navi spoke about Yehuda, and then he turns back to Israel and says, over the major sin, what is that major sin? על מחם בכסף צדיק ואביון בעבור נעליים. Because they sell the righteous for money. The judges, they don't care who's right and who isn't right. They care who's going to pay a bigger bribe. Al micham bakesef tzaddik. They sell for money the righteous. The justice system is all bought off. Ve'evyon ba'avun alayim. And they'll sell a pauper for a new pair of shoes. If the judge has promised a new pair of shoes, he doesn't care if if the pauper is being incriminated illegitimately. That doesn't interest him. There's an interesting Rashi here. Rashi points out that the Targum Yonasan here is exceptional. The Targum Yonasan says V'chashichaya bedil diyachsanun. And they sell the poor in order to protect themselves. Rashi says, in two places, this is how Targum Yonasan goes. And I think that the pshat is that they make the poor lose his court case. He has to sell his field. And he had his field was, so to speak, his field was placed between the two judges. And they take him to court. And then they could lock up the field, so to speak. Meaning, if I have a field and you have a field, we each have big fields. And in between our two big fields, the pauper has a small field. So then what we say is, hey, we're both judges, let's get him to court. And we'll be able to take out the field from him for pennies. And then we'll each expand our field much longer. So he says, na'alayim over here doesn't mean shoes. But rather, na'alayim means like lin'ol, to seal off. In order to seal off their fields, so they'd bend the system in order to get a little bit more. It's so interesting. You guys hear the news. A month ago, a guy threw his shoe at the judge. Yeah. Burna alayim. The justice system is... the Navi speaks about shoes in the justice system already over a millennium ago. The Navi says, I will not forgo the injustices of Israel. Now, Chazal have on tradition that this pasuk is speaking about Yosef. Al micham bakesef tzaddik is speaking about Yosef atzaddik. The evyon ba'avun alayim and the pauper one they sold for shoes. Chazal say that the brothers, when they sold Yosef, they each got a new pair of shoes off of that. That was their interest in making that money, selling him. And
that's a medrash.
It's a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, but Chazal learned it off of this pasuk. We read this as the haftarah of the sale of Yosef. On the sale of Yosef, on Shabbos Vayeshev, we read this haftarah: Micham b'kesef tzadik ve'evyon b'avon na'alayim. Chazal had on tradition that sin weighed in on us until it finally brought about the destruction, the sin of selling Yosef.
השואפים על אפר ארץ בראש דלים ודרך ענבים יתו.
השואפים can be understood as to take in air or to take in a glance. They look at the dust of the earth to think how they could put it, so to speak, at the heads of the poor. Because the judges appoint their policemen to beat the poor, to so to speak instill justice. And if they don't agree, they take them by the hair and throw them down to the earth. And then they trample over them. So then the earth is, so to speak, in the head of the poor. Because the poor are thrown, their heads are thrown into the earth. If you thought the Yassam was a new thing. So the Navi says... Already back in the day, the justice system had their policemen, and the policemen, if you didn't do what the justice system wanted, they'd beat a person into the earth. Grab him by the hair, throw him into the earth. So the Navi says, Hasho'afim, those that look, al afar eretz, to the earth of the ground, berosh dalim, they look at that as a place to put the head of the poor. They throw the poor's head into the earth. V'derech anavim yatu, and they cause the modest, the humble, to turn away from their regular path. The anavim, the modest, the humble, yatu, they turn their path, their derech. V'derech anavim, the path of the humble, yatu, they force to be twisted. They're scared of going the regular route. Maybe they'll bump into a policeman. Maybe they'll bump into a judge. So they have to go in an unusual route because they're always scared. Maybe the judge or the policeman is going to see something of mine that they want, and they're scared of the justice system, and they know that the justice system can say anything or do anything. So the modest, the humble, the honest, they have to watch themselves from the justice system. V'derech anavim yatu, they cause the path of the modest to be turned, to be changed, to be twisted. V'ish ve'aviv yelecho el hana'ara leman chalel et shem kodshi. And the father and his son go together to a girl that's engaged to someone else, and they're going to have adultery with her. And they're not even embarrassed from one another. The father and the son take turns. The Navi says, "Leman chalel et shem kodshi." They do things that are so immoral, it's as though their purpose is to desecrate my name. If it were for their own pleasure, why do they both have to go together? If it was simply for their pleasure, why do they have to go to a girl that's engaged to someone else? The Navi says their immoral acts seem to give no other conclusion other than that their point was to desecrate Hashem's name. Bal bigadim chavulim yatu etzel kol mizbeach. The Navi says, and they take clothing from the poor. Whoever they have to take collateral from, they take their clothing. Val bigadim chavulim, and on clothing that they took as forced collateral, yatu, they lean on. When they sit and eat their meals, maybe they'll spill some wine, maybe something will get dirty. Why should they get their own things dirty? So that's when they lean on the garments that they've taken as collateral. Etzel kol mizbeach, by every altar that they make for their idols. V'yein anushim yishtu beit Eloheim. And whoever refuses the courts the money that they demand, they take even more money. They take money to buy their wines, and they drink it in their temples for their idols. V'yein anushim yishtu. They take wine that was taken from punishments, that they punished whoever wouldn't listen to the courts, so they punish them and take money as punishment, and then they buy wine with that money. So that wine is called yein anushim, wine of punishment, so to speak, wine that the judges got from punishing other people. They drink that wine in their temples before their idols. The anochi hishmati et ha'emori mipineihem. Asher kigova arazim govo v'chason hu ka'alonim. And Hashem says, what a chutzpah! They go to serve these idols when really, when they came to the land of Israel, I punished the Emori. And they were powerful people, the Emori. They were tall like cedar trees. They were powerful like alon trees. And I destroyed them because they were immoral. So I, who gave them the land of Israel, I, who kicked out the Emori for being immoral, me they scorn. They turn to the same idols just like the Emori. Sajim says, how foolish. They're being immoral. They're being pagans. And Hashem says, and because of all these immoral acts, that's why I punished the Emori in the first place. That's why I kicked the Emori out. The Torah says, when the Torah describes immoral activity, adultery and the like, the Torah says, and don't do like the Emori. I'm kicking them out in honor of you because they were immoral. Because they committed adultery and all those immoral acts, that's why I'm giving you the land of Israel and kicking them out. Hashem says, don't think it's because you're so righteous. Hashem loves you, and they're so improper, but at the end of the day, it's just because Hashem promised, Hashem's giving it to you, and they deserve to be kicked out for their immoral activity. So Hashem says, and now what are you doing? What kind of lives are the Jews in Israel leading?
Vashmit pilyo mimal v'shorashav mitachat.
And I completely destroyed the Emori. The Emori were immoral, so I destroyed them completely. I removed their fruit from above, their roots from below. Remember, the Navi was comparing the Emori to trees, to powerful trees. So, continuing with that allegory, the Navi says, and I destroyed their fruits from above and their roots from below.
Ve'anochi eleiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim.
And remember our close relationship, Hashem says. I took you out of the land of Egypt in such a miraculous fashion. No other nation had such miracles, taking them out of an enemy nation's territory.
Va'olech etchem b'midbar 40 shana l'reshit et eretz ha'emori.
And for 40 years I sustained you in the desert, so that you will ultimately inherit this land of the Emori.
Vakim mibneichem linviim umibachurechem linzirim.
Throughout the generations I took from your sons, and I placed my Shechina upon them. I gave them prophecy. I made your sons into prophets. And I took from your young men, and I made them into nizirim. I made them into separate people. People who were looked up to, so to speak. People who taught Torah. People who were separated from the common folk. We're on a higher level. Nazir means one who is separated. I gave them holiness.
Ha'af ein zot b'nei Yisrael ne'um Adonai.
God says, are you going to deny any of this? Are you going to say none of this was so? Everyone knows it's true. You can't deny this.
V'tashku et ha'nezirim yayin.
And instead of valuing what the gifts I gave you, you did the contrary. You took the nezirim and you fed them wine. You wanted them to be like you, so you tried to bring them down.
V'ala nevi'im tzivitim leimor lo tinave'u.
And you rebelled against the prophets. You commanded them, saying, do not prophesy. We don't want to hear God's words. And so Hashem says,
Hine anochi meik tachtechem.
God says, so to speak, I will make it troublesome from under you. God says as though when you have a wagon that can't handle the load, so it starts squeaking as it's moving. Hashem says,
Kasher ta'i kagala hamle'ala amir.
Just like a wagon, when it has too much on its load, so then the wagon squeaks as it goes, and it could barely move. So too, Hashem says, if I kicked out the Emori, who didn't owe me any favors, I didn't do them the favors I did on your behalf. If I kicked them out for being immoral, so certainly I'm going to kick you out after I've done you so much good and you refused to live up to my standards. Quite the contrary, you rebelled against them. Certainly I will pay you back. Certainly I will kick you out of the land of Israel. And that's why I am going to bring trouble to your place. You won't be able to run away, because wherever you go, I'm going to bring the sword and trouble after you.
Ve'avad manos mikal.
And even the one who's light-footed won't be able to escape. The enemy is going to come, and wherever you guys try to run or hide, he will take you.
V'chazak lo yameitz kocho.
And even someone who's ordinarily powerful, when it comes to this war, he will not be able to gather his strength in war.
V'gibo lo yemaleit nafsho.
And even the brave warrior won't be able to escape.
V'topes hakeshet lo ya'amod.
And the one who holds the bow and arrow, usually he is distant from the war front. The one who has the bow and arrow, he could stand from a distance. Even he won't be able to stand his ground. He's going to have to run.
V'kal biraglav lo yimaleit.
And even someone who's light-footed, who ordinarily can outrun anyone else, he won't be able to escape. He won't be able to save his life.
V'rochev hasus lo yemale et nafsho.
And even the one who's on horseback won't be able to save his life.
Ve'amitz libo bagiborim.
And the most brave warrior, even the one who ordinarily nothing scares him, even he,
Arom yanos bayom ahu ne'um Adonai,
will find himself running naked on that day, because everyone's going to be scared and the enemy is going to come and completely destroy the northern 10 tribes. And this destruction was worse than the Holocaust, guys. You're talking about millions and millions of Jews, the northern 10 tribes, we lost them. Millions of Jews wiped off the face of the earth. Some were taken and sold into slavery. Some were murdered and some intermarried. But it's over. We have a small amount from each tribe that managed to escape. But most of the northern 10 tribes were destroyed.
Shim'u et hadavar hazeh asher diber Adonai aleichem b'nei Yisrael.
Listen to this that God has spoken about you, sons of Israel.
Al kol ha-mishpacha asher heleiti me'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor.
About this whole family that I took out of the land of Egypt, saying the following. Now usually the people of Israel are not called a family. We are the one nation that's called a goy. The other nations are called Mishpechot Adama, families of the earth, but we were given the title Goy. So over here the Navi maybe is alluding to a harsh punishment. Hashem says, you know, you guys were supposed to be a Goy. You're supposed to be the nation. And you started off as a family. Where are you going to end off?
Rak etchem yadati mikol Mishpechot Adama.
You are the only family that I knew intimately. You are the only family that I loved from the families on the face of the earth.
Al kein nefkod aleichem et kol avonotechem.
And Hashem says, that's why I take you to task over all of your sins. That's why I will pay you back for the sins. Because I love you and I'm not going to let you get away with it. So Hashem says, I know you're suffering. I know and I love you, and I'm not going to let you get away with this. When it comes to the other nations, so then Hashem says, no, if they did this sin or that sin, I can let it go. But when it comes to someone who's close to me, I'm not going to let that go. You walk in the street, you see a kid throw down a wrapper on the floor. You figure, it's not my son. What am I going to say? No, you keep walking. You walk in the street, you see your own son throw a wrapper on the floor. You say, hey, wait a second, son, what you doing? If he's close to you, you care. You respond. Hashem says, you're close to me. I care. I'm not going to let you get away with this kind of behavior. And Bezrat Hashem will pick up here next week.